Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to The Morning Interview over at Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today I have two guests in the studio with me today, Dr. Melissa Kraut, founder and educational director of the Sitka International Cello Seminar, and then a participant in the cello seminar, Elizabeth Cook. Thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Melissa, would you start out by giving us a little bit of a history of the cello seminar? It started in 2014, right?
That's correct. I met Zuhl Bailey actually 10 years ago this month at a festival in upstate New York where I was teaching, and he was a guest artist. And we started sharing stories about our festival experiences as students, and we just shared in common all the aspects of being a participant in a festival that were missing for us as students. And we just started dreaming and saying, wouldn't it be great if we could do this and that, and maybe one day we can run our own place together. As fate has it, he became the artistic director of the music festival, and he called me and he said, I found the place, let's do it.
And what makes this cello seminar different from ones that you've experienced?
Well, number one, we're in Sitka, so that immediately makes it an incredible location, but also an incredibly embracing community of wonderful people who really are involved and engaged in what we're doing. Second, this is probably the only festival in which the participants have so much access to the teachers. In most festivals, you see your teacher for 1 hour a week for a lesson. Here, they're living in Stevenson Hall with us, and they see us all day.
Meals together.
Everything. Yeah, morning to night.
And Elizabeth, how did you find the cello seminar? Where are you coming from?
I'm from North Carolina, and I met Zuhl Bailey at a concert that my local symphony was giving. He came to play Elgar Cello Concerto, and I was playing in the symphony at the time, and we met and sort of got to talking and have kept in touch over the last year. And I guess part of the reason why I came is because I was having some issues with, you know, like what I'm doing as a classical musician to help the world, because, you know, like I'm really concerned about what's happening in our world today, and it upsets me a lot. So I was kind of discussing things with him and having kind of a hard time with it. And so Zuhl was kind of like, you should come to this festival, and I think that it'll give you a lot of perspective on how to proceed.
So were you doubting your career choice as a musician, or?
Yeah, definitely. I was about to quit and join the Peace Corps and maybe become a nurse and like work in a war field. Seriously, like
you thought that there might be a different way to be involved.
Yeah, I just wanted to do more than what I was doing.
Well, I'll be curious to talk to you in a few weeks after the seminar to see if your mind has changed. And your participation in the cello seminar is a little bit different. Melissa, will you say a little bit more about
that?
Sure.
We have, as sponsored by Gloria Minor, we have fellowships for students that are outside of school and at the beginning of an artistic career. And so they come as apprentices, and they're a little kind of a bridge between Zuhl and myself and the younger students, so that everybody can see the pathway of a career and all the different stages that happen.
And what is a typical day in the seminar?
Well, I'm seeing that they're all starting to get to their cellos around 8 a.m. We keep the morning really sacred for lessons and practice. So they will see either Mr. Bailey or myself every day for a lesson. And the rest of the time, they're doing their own individual work. And then in the afternoon, we either have a seminar, which is a roundtable discussion about all sorts of topics in music or in their lives. And eventually, we are going to start going out into the community and visiting all the areas of Sitka and bringing our music to the people of Sitka.
And what places are you going to go visit?
We will be at the library. We will be at the Pioneer Home, at the Rotary Club, the Chamber of Commerce, the hospitals, Mean Queen, the wine bar, all over the place.
What's Mean Queen?
Restaurant.
No. You'll surely experience
Sounds
it
good.
Very soon. And just a note for listeners, the first concert is this Tuesday, July 10th, at 12:30 at Sitka Public Library. It's going to be a half-hour free cello performance. So if you're interested in seeing the performers in action, that is the concert for you. Elizabeth, what do you think is next for you in the... I mean, I don't know if you're still questioning your musical path, but do you have plans?
I do. I mean, I've been questioning a lot in this last year, and I'm happy to announce that I, through a long process, I got offered a job to work in the West Bank in Israel to teach cello to children in refugee camps for a year. So I've got everything with me now for a year
wow.
in my suitcase. And yeah, so I'm heading from here to Palestine. And yeah, I'm psyched.
Have you ever done anything like this?
I have. That's kind of what changed the game for me. Like, so last summer, I just did a volunteer thing for 5 weeks. And yeah, it's changed my life completely. And that's why I wanted to, you know, stop playing and stuff, because I realized how wrong the world is. Yeah.
So it sounds like you found a way to combine.
Yeah, definitely.
Interests and passions.
Right.
And I think that's part of what the seminar does, is we help the students learn how to go out and be effective ambassadors for the arts and to use their music to help heal people and bring people beauty and peace. And that is really the main focus of what we're doing here.
And has that always been a part of the cello seminar's mission, or has that evolved into that over the last few years?
Well, I think the outreach has always been part of the mission, because that's so much a part of all of our lives, including myself and Zul Bailey especially, who does that on every concert tour he's on. How the seminar has evolved is we started with 10 days and we are now 3 weeks long, and we're just reaching out more and have even taken it to other places in the country. So it's just growing and expanding, and it's a really wonderful child to watch grow is how I feel about it.
Well, if people are interested in attending some of the many cello concerts that are coming up in the next few weeks, you can find those by going to our community calendar at kcaw.org. Melissa, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with me in the studio today.
Thank you.
And if you are just tuning in, I just spoke with Dr. Melissa Kraut, founder and educational director of the Sitka International Cello Seminar, and Elizabeth Cook, a participant in the cello seminar. And if you missed the morning interview, you can find that by going to kcaw.org, where you can find this interview and upcoming events, including the first cello concert this coming Tuesday, July 10th, at the Sitka Public Library at 12:30.